This house was inhabited by the family de Rose Garcia in 1864. The 4th of March of this year, Alejandro came into the world, first son of a military veterinarian. He stayed only 40 days in La Rambla because his family had to move to the father profession. In 1875, the family settled down in Barcelona, a place where Leroux began his studies, which he didn't finish until he was 59. He got different jobs until he started working as an editor in El País, where he became the director in 1893. In the 90s, he began to relate with politicians of the moment, like Ruiz Zorrilla. At the beginning of the 20th century, he began his interest in the Republicans. Next, he joined in the party of La Unión Republicana, where he became member of Parliament in 1901, 1903, and 1905. After the dissolution of his party, he founded the Partido Republicano Radical in 1908. He was exiled two times, in 1907 and in 1909. He got back to his seat in 1910, moment in which his Republicans changed and wasn't as revolutionary as it was before. After Primo de Rivera got the heat in 1976, he participated in the creation of the Alianza Republicana and afterwards in the Pacto de San Sebastián in 1913, with the electoral victory of the Tradicionalist Alliance in 1933, Alejandro Lerroux was proclaimed president at the beginning of 1936. The parliament was dissolved and Lerroux's party didn't obtain good results in the next election. After the beginning of the Civil War, Alejandro sailed to Portugal, where he stayed until 1947, moment in which he returned to Spain. He moved to Madrid, where he died in 1949.